I'm David Ford. Neil Goldberg's video, photo, and mixed media work has been exhibited at venues throughout Europe and across the country, including the Museum of Modern Art's permanent collection in New York. In 2013, his video Surfacing appeared simultaneously on multiple digital signs in Times Square in New York City. In it, dozens of people are filmed as they emerge from the New York subway system. You can see Surfacing and much more at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art's Neil Goldberg Anthology in Winston-Salem. The exhibit explores three aspects of Neil's art, focusing on the fleeting, overlooked, and personal aspects of daily experience using video, photography, and objects of the last 15 years. Anthology debuts 10 and a half years of To-Dos, a five-channel audio-visual installation in which five shirtless young men in the film sit in an enormous tree reading 10 and a half years of Neil's to-do lists. Neil walked me through the exhibition along with SICA Curator of Contemporary Art, Cora Fisher.
Here, right above you, is a hanging speaker that is actually one of these performers' recitations of this list.
Zen system for writing to Archie Perlmutter, artistic director, Philadelphia Jewish Film Festival.
I feel like I'm on one of the branches here. When did this concept come to you, Neil? And in what form did it take?
Well, the idea came to me actually quite a while ago. I was at the McDowell Colony, which is an environment where you're given an art studio to do what you will. But at a particular moment, I was just really focused on some logistical details. And outside my window, the guys who work, you know, maintain the grounds came by in a truck with their shirts off. And I just sort of, here I was thinking about the things I needed to do. And I had the idea, what would it be like to have them reading this list I was contending with up in a tree? So that's where it came from. But I've just always been very attached and fascinated by this to-do list I've kept. There are 10,000 items that they're reciting here, more than 10,000. And for me, it's about a type of longing and youth and I guess a contrast between these little tasks that comprise our day and these more kind of like aspirational, dreamy visions one has of one's life.
This seems like a way of letting go, in a sense. I mean, I saw a couple of them dropping pages accidentally, too, which I love the image of that.
Yeah. As they finish a page, they just let it drop from the tree to the ground. I think you're right. What do you? That's such a great way of framing it. In this project, it's not the act of doing the specific to-do that is meaningful, but the to-dos themselves become kind of their own type of art, and that is a way of letting them go and letting them have their own life apart from how they're realized or not.
I think also what's really amazing is that when life is comprised, or the loftier aspect of life is comprised in a series of very regimented and organized lists of tasks, like a to-do list, that there's a kind of flattening out that happens where it's like, what's important? I don't know. Is getting coffee at the store less important than writing a symphony or meeting with a museum director or having a radio interview? There's something about the equality of these actions that are taken or not taken, but that are kind of coalesced into this musical score for this chorus of performers that I think is really beautiful. And it's also a big inspiration for the show, I think, being understood as an anthology, because so many of the works in this exhibition really think about what are the units of life or of lived experience, and how do those get translated in all of these different ways that tell stories, small stories, but also very big stories.
Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art curator Cora Fisher, and she was joined by artist and Yale School of Art critic Neil Goldberg. Neil Goldberg Anthology will remain on display at SICA through October 5th, and you'll find links to images and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. The SICA exhibit is free and open to the public. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.